We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Payday, 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 payday. The NFL season kicks off tonight in La 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 Lipstick City, Los Angeles, Cali at SoFi as the Rams take on the Buffalo Bills. Bills were at 2.5. So the Bills favored in the opener on the road, and they enter the season as the betting favorite to win their first Super Bowl. And it's the first time they've been in this position since 1991. Right now, you're seeing them at plus 600 at a couple of books. And they go into this game tonight with the Rams as the highest power-rated team. And it's just the way they play and where they play. Some people think that the AFC West teams are going to eat each other up, and it's going to allow the Bills to be in a great position to make the AFC Championship game and have it be in Buffalo, and that they have it easy in the AFC East. But they actually have a brutal schedule. Everybody knows that most of the teams are rebuilding in the East, but the Bills are a lock for the playoffs, according to most, and home field in January in the playoffs. And it's going to make them brutal to beat for any visiting team going off to shuffle off to Buffalo. The AFC West has the next three teams in the conference with the best odds. The Chiefs 11-1, the Chargers at 14-1, and the Broncos at 16-1. The Raiders are 30-1, so you get all four AFC West teams in the top seven for most Super Bowl bets already in terms of volume of tickets. And then no other division has even three teams in the top 15. So the Buccaneers are at plus 750, the second overall Super Bowl favorite. Then it's the Rams, who won the Super Bowl last year at 11-1, and the Packers are 12-1 in the NFC. A lot of books just think that the Buccaneers are going to get money all season long. Bettors will be on them from start to finish this year. The Raiders have gotten a lot of action. So have the Eagles. Philly at plus 130 passed the Cowboys at plus 135 as the NFC's favorite at many sports books. A lot of people say that the money on the Eagles is sharp money, that they passed the Cowboys. A lot of books have a lot of liability on the Raiders, and they had a nice 4-0 preseason, and then the betting public got even more into the silver and black. I think everybody's all caught up in the fact that they got Josh McDaniels and Devontae Adams. Remember, they also added Chandler Jones to their defense. How about the terrible odds of Super Bowl champ over the last like two decades? You got the 0-1 Patriots at 60-1 and the 0-7 Giants at 30-1. And then how about the Bengals? They started last season at 125-1 and they made it to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. So here's the roll call. Bills 600, Buccaneers plus 750, Rams plus 1100 with the Chiefs, Packers plus 1200, Chargers plus 1400, the Niners at plus 1600, Broncos, same thing, Ravens plus 1800, Cowboys and Bengals plus 2000, Colts and Eagles plus 2500, Raiders plus 3000, Cardinals and Browns, along with the Titans and Dolphins at plus 3,500. At 4,000, you got a group with the Pats, Saints, and Vikings. At 8,000, you got the Commanders and Steelers. At 10,000, the Giants. At 12,500, the Panthers, along with the Lions and Jags. At 15,000, the Bears, Jets. At 20,000, the Seahawks. At 25, the Falcons. And the worst odds are at 30 large with the Houston Texans. Jesus. A lot of people think the Bears are going to make a move. With what? I know they got Justin Fields. I know they have a decent D. I'm just not buying that football team at all. Sorry. The Texans, forget it. They ranked with Davis Mills 24th in the league in net yards per attempt last season. I just think the guy's bunk. The Jets are screwed. They're starting Flacco for the first 3 weeks. Wilson probably won't play till week four. The Falcons are going to stink because I don't buy into Mariota. I do like Desmond Ridder, but he has so much to learn. I do believe the Jaguars are going to have a chance to develop with Peterson as the coach and making Trevor Lawrence a better player overall at the highest level. I am absolutely not buying that the Steelers are going to stink because they have Mitch Trubisky as their starting quarterback. They got a great defense, great running game, and great receivers. I just always believe in Tomlin. He always wins. He's never had a losing season in 15 years. Everyone thinks the Lions are going to be good because they were on Hard Knocks. Not me. I know a lot of guys on the coast to coast say the Panthers are going to go over in wins. And I know Adam Kaplan thinks they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not buying this team, and I never have. I think they've stunk for a while. And I don't think Baker Mayfield's going to make them that much better. Flat out, I think Seattle's going to absolutely suck, and they're going to open up with a brutal game against Russell Wilson and the Broncos in Seattle on Monday night. I think the Giants open up on the road in Smashville, getting whacked by the Titans and Tannehill and King Henry and that pass rush. They could be in big trouble there. I do think Barkley will have a better season, though. I still think the Titans are tough. They were the number one seed last year and got upset in the playoffs, and Tannehill had a bad day, but this is still a loaded team with all kinds of talent. They're good, and they got good coaching in Vrabel. I am buying the Dolphins and Tua. I think he's going to have a big year because of Tyreek Hill, and I think Waddle's going to make him better, Gesicki. They have all the tools. They just need to get it done, and they got a new coach. Let's see what they do. I'm buying. We'll find out how good the Niners are in a hurry. They open in Chicago. They're laying 7. We'll see how Trey Lance does. It's all on him now. And you know who's standing on the sideline? Your boy Jimmy G, who they kept. How will the Commanders do? Well, it's how does Carson Wentz do as their quarterback? That's the whole deal. And they got to get Chase Young back on the field. The Bengals are still loaded and good. No one believes in them. They went to the Super Bowl. I think they can still win the North. Flat out, I love Burrow and their receivers. That's the bottom line. Everyone is just knobbing the Eagles that they're going to win the East and they're going to the playoffs. I still like the Cowboys' chances against them. Believe it or not, though, I think Jalen Hurts has done a good job with Philly. I'm not into the Saints. I like Famous, but I just don't think this team is good. We'll find out. They're playing the Falcons in week one. Well, we know Jacoby Brissett is running the Browns. Until they get Deshaun Watson, I think Cleveland's going to really struggle. I don't deny they probably want to beat Baker Mayfield in Carolina in week one. That's for sure. The Vikings have to finally get it done. They pay Kirk Cousins so much money. What they need to do is start the season with a win over the Packers at U.S. Bank and Mini. Everyone thinks the Patriots are going to stink because of Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. I don't believe that for 1 minute. Belichick knows how to win. I like Mac Jones. He won 10 games last year. Now all of a sudden he sucks? I don't think so. What I want to see from the Raiders is Carr lighting it up with Adams, Renfro, and Darren Waller. This team can win a lot of games. There's no doubt the Ravens are loaded, but I think the Bengals clip them and win the division. And we all know what Lamar Jackson is capable of. They got to give him his money by Friday, or he says, we're not talking anymore until after the season. And you know he's going to be pissed if he doesn't get his money. I think the Colts are going to love Matty Ice at quarterback. I think they'll be lighting it up, and they got a really good offensive line and defense to go with it. Bottom line is give Jonathan Taylor the rock, and everything else should fall into place. It'll help the passing game and everything else. They'll win games. I mean, everybody's on the Broncos, but that tough division in the West is not going to make it easy. They're certainly going to be better with Russell Wilson at quarterback than Drew Lock, that's for sure. Wilson definitely needs to go into Seattle and win that game on Monday night, and frankly, beat them by 10 or more. How about Arizona? They're 16-8 over the first half of the past three seasons, only to fall to 8-16-1 after that. They've got to stop folding down the stretch, and that's up to Kyler Murray to get it done and win games when it matters. And they lost Chandler Jones, so I think that hurts them. And DeAndre Hopkins is going to be out six games with a suspension. You know Tampa's going to be good as long as Tom Brady's on the field. If he's healthy and playing, they're going to win games. They do have new guys like Russell Gage and Julio Jones and defensive tackle Akeem Hicks. But mostly it's the same team that won a Super Bowl back in 20. Yeah, some guys are gone. Gronkowski, JPP, and Ndamukong Suh, but they're loaded. How is Dallas going to do? It's up to Dak. He carries the team. He's still got CeeDee Lamb. They got Trayvon Diggs on D, and Parsons is a freak. Certainly the injury to Tyron Smith is going to hurt him up front. Everyone thinks the Chargers are automatic. I won't deny Justin Herbert's a great quarterback, but they never seem to get it done, do they? I like Allen and Williams, their receivers. The Chiefs are good because they have Mahomes. But no Tyreek Hill. And Tyrann Mathieu's gone, too. Let's see how Aaron Rodgers does without Devontae Adams. How will the Rams do? Well, let's see how they do against the Bills tonight. But I think their season hinges on Stafford's elbow, to be honest with you. And the Bills have Josh Allen and a wicked defense. Their secondary's banged up right now at the start of the season, though. We'll see how they do in L.A. tonight.